I'm Desiree Mwalimu Banks for Wave Farm Radio's Art Archive. Today I'm introducing a piece by Rena Anakwe, aka DJ Lady Lane. From My Window, Dreams, Hopes, and Disappointments is a commissioned work that aired as part of Radiophrenia's 2020 program, broadcasting live from Glasgow's Centre for Contemporary Arts on 87.9 FM. Radiophrenia is a temporary art radio station presented annually, exploring current trends in sound and transmission arts. Over the course of 2 weeks, the station became a hub for radio art advocacy, encouraging innovative approaches to radio transmission arts practice. Rena Anakwe's luminous sound creation is an assemblage of field recordings taken during the chaos of the COVID-19 pandemic, vis-a-vis the windowsills of the artist's home and various New York City locales. A phonographic cocoon leads listeners through urban groves, where sound ebbs and flows through myriad channels. Footsteps in motion, birds chattering, a door opening, steady rain, and a New Orleans-style birthday serenade give way to dreamy ambient synth and gentle transfers of harmonic vocals. Tapering off through cavernous tunnels of wailing sirens, we find ourselves again in the procession of a gospel brass medley, a series of chord modulations, and the sound of the artist's own dystopian voice. Rena Anakwe leaves us to our own mirrors as she reflects on the inevitability of time and loss, resilience and false currencies, and the possibility of breath and imagination within a collective annihilation. Let's tune in now.
Thank you. and morning dew through ragged breath, a twisted light beam through specks of dust floating. In midday hour, a wind gust blows through branches swaying bare of their leaves, faded, pallid, veiny, dry. In evening slick raindrops and waves, and sprinkles and pelted sheets. Raindrops and waves and sprinkles and pelted sheets. I have been finding it hard to breathe. Finding it hard to find my breath. I know that it sits deep in my chest when it should be in my belly. Willing to be called upon. Willing to be accessed. These days I find it in places I least expect. Caught in my throat. Escaping me. Fleeing from me. Sometimes I feel like the only time I can breathe deeply is when I'm gasping for air, fighting my tears and choking down cries in an empty room. Sometimes I sit with the overwhelming feeling of a world that keeps asking of me, asking of others to show up without thought or care that the life, the world, the reality we once knew will never exist again. There was no smooth transition into this present reality. Bodies have been tallied like statistical points, corralled like inconveniences and intruders, instead of honored and remembered as people that lived lives and that were full of soul and spirit, like people that carried love, dreams, hopes, disappointments. Like people that wanted to hold their loved ones' hands and faces, and lay kisses upon them the next chance they saw them. I'm tired of death. I'm tired of the aching feeling of loss, and watching others lose their will to continue on because of greedy egos and hungry masochists that salivate from the mention of decimals and balance sheets and false currencies and gold and silver and minerals that mean nothing in comparison to human life. I am tired of the same story being repeated on different timelines and continuums, the same false promises and destruction that follows. I am tired of being tired of being tired. I have no desire to live here, in this place, in this despair. Momentarily, I would like to think it. A moment for release. The outrage has been wavering at the tips of my being, shaking from me like molten sparks. I have no desire to live here in this place, seething from what is not being given to me to live. I will take what I need, as I owe you nothing. I will grow. I will cultivate. I will tend. I will be blessed by, and I will be fed by all that has existed before the time of reaping solely from monetary capital. There is abundance, and we are all invited to partake and share. There is abundance, and I refuse to allow the myopic tendency of defeat and indifference quell the fire of a visual expansiveness of mind and imagination. The trees have seen many lives slip and ebb and flow and be quenched. They carry the stain of blood and iron and saw the anguish and heard the screams as innocents marched for their freedoms. There is no shiny, bright place for those that carry out orders of execution. They live in the fires of hell's eternal that burn them as they walk in daylight, cursing their bile and ruining their eyesight. There is no utopia to be created, no celebration to be had for those that participate in the extinguishing of the lives of others. They will never prevail. They may only remain as stains on humanity, violent victors of depravity. There is no prize in that. For you, we are all mortals, and you, we will all die one day. And for you, perhaps that day shall come sooner or later, whatever has been written. It shall come, and any of the good you ever participated in, even for a second, will never be remembered. All that will remain is that you are now bones and dust and dirt and gone.
That was Rena Anakwe, aka DJ Lady Lane, with From My Window, Dreams, Hopes, and Disappointments. This is a commissioned work that aired as part of Radio Frenia's 2020 program. Broadcasting live from Glasgow Center for Contemporary Arts on 87.9 FM, Radio Frenia is a temporary art radio station presented annually, exploring current trends in sound and transmission arts. Over the course of 2 weeks, the station became a hub for radio art advocacy, encouraging innovative approaches to radio transmission and arts practice. Rena Anakwe's sound creation is an assemblage of field recordings taken during the chaos of the COVID-19 pandemic, vis-a-vis the windowsills of the artist's home and various New York City locales. You can learn more about this work in Wave Farm's Radio Art Archive at wavefarm.org.